The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Listen, that was a whistle. So, yeah, welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. This is great. We're here on Wednesday. It's 3:30. So, yeah, 3:30, perfectly.
Yeah, here we are.
We made it. Don't get upset.
And I'm on time this time.
Yeah, on time. It's a miracle.
I'm on time.
Hey,
I think I wasn't even a couple minutes early this time.
Exactly. Hey, life happens, man. Life happens.
It does.
Life
That's okay.
It happens. It's not a big
That's
deal.
Okay.
It's not a big deal.
No.
I like how I transitioned out of that. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Good job, Bister. I gotta hike up my camera there, turn in a zoom in. Ooh, that's nice. There we go. So it's been fun this week. But anyways, welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR
88.1 in Lee.
So yeah, thank you for listening to the show. Hope you guys are having a good drive home or going to work, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never know.
Don't spill your coffee.
Yeah, don't spill your coffee.
It's going to burn.
That's why it says caution hot on it.
Yeah,
because like,
yeah, somebody
just
was
in
like,
case you didn't
see.
Know. Just in case you didn't know that your coffee was hot.
Yeah. Is it really? Let's dump it on my head.
I'm going to put it right on my leg.
Yeah.
Let's see how that feels.
It's weird because it's been kind of hot, but it's been cold. Like crazy cold.
Oh, we had a cold front.
Yeah. Yeah, that was crazy.
It's actually been beautiful.
I know, I loved it because you could turn the fan on, it just blows that nice cool air.
Yeah,
like,
you could turn your ACs off and open the windows.
Yeah, I loved
nice,
it.
Good fire weather, like in your, you know, on your little fire pit or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, because it was so hot all the time, it was like every time I was at work, I felt like I was sweating like a fat pig in a freaking, you know, one of those pig roasts.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
People are like, you guys smell sweet pork? You know, like what?
Did I sweat like that if I bent over and to tie my shoes?
Yeah, I was like,
man, why is this happening?
It's so bad, man. It's
I
so
mean,
bad.
I know I'm like, you know, a little overweight and everything, but hey.
Yeah, but it's
I shouldn't be sweating if I'm bending over to tie my shoe.
I shouldn't be having high blood pressure to tie my shoe. You're like, oh, God.
I'm going to pass out.
You're like, I got it. I'm almost there. Oh, okay, I made it.
So suddenly you see stars.
Yeah, you're like,
you sit back up and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa.
You're like, all right, I gotta sit for a minute. And you're like, I'm good, I can walk. And
that's just, right. Yeah. Chuck, you turned 50, so now everything's gonna change.
Yeah, won't say what, but.
You got a few more cracks and.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, damn it, sudden. You know, some varicose veins are going to happen. You know,
yeah,
it's going to
yeah.
look sexy on my
yeah.
legs.
Yeah, you're going to have like little spider webs on there.
You're going to be like, oh, those are nice tanned. Ew.
Yeah, or, you know, you could just say, I drew those there.
Liver spots.
Yeah.
That's going to be great.
Right on your,
I love your hands.
Right on your forehead.
Yeah, what are those? I like your freckles.
Yeah, that's what those are.
Yeah, definitely.
Freckles.
They get really big in the summer.
Yeah, they just seem to pop out everywhere.
Yeah, especially when you're drinking. No,
yeah,
it's crazy.
Well,
but it's funny because when I, like I said, I was sweating.
Yep.
And every time I was sweating, I was at work. Like, people are always buying barbecue sauce. I was like, someone's basting me. I know it. It's going to happen.
They're planning something.
Yeah,
somebody's
I got the rubber
planning.
Brush.
Somebody's planning something. Who's planning it?
Who wants to come? You want to come outside for a minute?
Yeah. Chuck, come here. We need you.
Yeah. Come here, big guy.
Come on over here. We need you in the girls section.
Love
for
that
a second.
Cologne you're wearing.
Mmm, tasty. I mean, it smells good.
Ode de pork.
Ode de pork egg.
Yeah.
Dole.
Yeah. Ode de porc.
You can get it at Target.
Yeah, you can get it at Bullseye or your local Walmax. Just don't go to Dollar Sergeant. They don't sell it. They sell the knockoff. It's like ode to bacon.
Ode to bacon.
Ode de bacon.
Ode de bacon.
Yeah, ode de bacon. Yeah, that'd be great. You smell fantastic. What is that? Ode de bacon.
Can you imagine a commercial for that? Some guy with like, you know, like washboard, muscly stomach and all muscles over. And he's got like long hair.
Yeah.
It's like Fabio hair.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like
what's that smell?
Oh, the pork. Wait.
But the words
bacon.
But the words don't match as much.
Yeah. Dude, that'd be so much like
Ode to bacon.
Yeah, like old Japanese movies.
Yes. Oh.
It's Godzilla. Hey, come over here.
We need to run.
Well, it takes them like 6 hours.
I know.
Like, the word run and it just keeps going.
Yeah.
Dude, stop. Stop. It was so funny. Hey, run.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
That'll be so funny.
Oh, the big one. And yeah, it's gotta be.
Now
like,
I'm gonna make a commercial.
You should.
I hope they do. There's a way I can do it where it just goes, oh, the big home. It'd be so funny. I would die.
You gotta do it in like the translator voice though, like, oh, the big one.
Yes. The one they can't say it. I could just make it say bacon.
Yeah.
Bacon.
Oh, the bacon.
Oh, the bacon. The comment.
You gotta make a commercial for Oh, the porquet.
Yeah. Oh, the porquet.
Oh, the porquet.
What would the woman's one be?
I don't know.
Oh, that would be messed up.
Oh, man, that's a good question.
Yeah, we got the men's one. We made fun of ourselves first.
Yeah.
We didn't make fun of the ladies.
It's so much funnier to make fun of yourself.
Yeah, it's fun to make fun of everything. Why not? It's America. Let's make fun of all
of it. You should see my face. I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about it too. And I'm like, what would it be called?
Yeah, I don't even know.
What could it possibly?
Ortopoco. I don't know. Something. I don't even know. Like, oh, the bacon.
Oh, the bigelet.
Yeah. Oh, dislice.
But it wouldn't be bacon, so I know, it would have to be something else.
Like bologna?
Pepperoni.
Oh, de bologna. Oh my God, it'd be so bad. People are like, this is a great fragrance. No, 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 it's not.
Oh, de Gouda.
Oh, the feta.
Oh, the feta.
Oh,
Chez.
Yes. Like that dude at Subway. Would you like some Chez? I'm like, it's cheese. Okay. It's cheese.
Oh, the feta Chez.
Oh, the feta Chez.
The women's fragrance.
Yes, very good.
You like, you buy.
Would you like to smell like melted butter? I can't believe you smell like that.
I can't believe it's not butter.
You smell like movie theater popcorn when you're walking
down. You smell like salad.
Smell like salad. It would be so bad.
That's so funny.
Oh, man.
Only we can make a joke for that long about
and keep going.
About fake colognes and
there's
perfumes.
Probably people out there going, wait, I got one. Well, tell us.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell us. Send it to us. Oh, we didn't hit live. Awesome. Damn it. Right there.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well.
That's all
right. We're on here anyways. We're good.
It's all good. Yeah, if you know, if you're home and if you're listening, you can also tune in. If you have Roku, you can download the PCTV app.
Yep, PCTV Select.
You can watch us because we are on video.
Yeah, you can watch us stream, sort of.
Yeah.
It was funny because I just looked over at this screen. I was like, why am I missing? It's you next to an empty chair. I was like,
where'd you go?
Vampire. Anyway.
You can't see me.
Yeah, you can't. You can't see me.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Well.
That was fun, perfume time.
Yeah.
There is a funny thing, though. The girl Harley I always talk about, she's probably listening right now, and she's probably going, Like I said, I told her I talk about her every week. So she came into this store one day, actually yesterday, and she was like, I don't like you. I was like, what? Like that. I was like, all the nice things I've done for you, you don't like me? She's like, no. I was like, you wait till Wednesday.
Oh, boy.
She's like, what are you going to do? I was like, you wait. I'm not going to say anything bad. Harley's actually...
What am I not going to do?
She's such a good kid. Like, she's super awesome. So she's probably like, oh, or she's probably like, still don't like you.
Maybe I like you a little bit.
Yeah, because you said I was nice.
Just a little
bit. I'll let it slide this time.
Just about a little bit. Little, like that.
She's so funny, though. She'll come in and go, why am I here? I'm like, I don't know. Are you a different dimension? What do you mean?
Well, did you walk? Did you go through a wormhole?
Yeah, you came in here for a reason. You need something. So,
Could it be this?
Could it be Ode to Porqué?
Could it be that? Look at that.
It almost.
Would you look at that? Look at this. Look at this.
Look at this.
Look at this. Look at that. Look at this. Look at that.
It almost sounds like when you say Ode to Porqué, it almost sounds like the butter parquet.
Oh, yeah. Parquet.
Parquet.
You remember the thing?
Oh, my God.
Like the butter container, like, yeah, would talk.
I was like, parquet.
Parquet.
Do that thing talk, I'd smash that thing. I'm not eating that.
Like, who put the mushrooms
in
my tea?
Because it's in his belly. It's in his belly. You don't want to scoop butter out of his belly. Like,
ew, he already ate it.
Ew, it's all
liquidy.
Already
been eaten.
And you're like holding it, it's dripping.
I'm not putting that on my popcorn.
Nope.
Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Look at this. Look at that. Look at this. Look at that. Look, I can't believe. Look at that. Can you? Look at that. Look at this.
Oh, my God.
Look at that. Look at this. Guess what?
It's still on there. Our commercial.
Oh.
Kentucky Fried Apple Chili Garden Golden Buffet.
it's so funny because it's so long. That's what I love about it.
You see people trying to say that. Where are you going to eat? Kentucky.
Go. Kentucky.
We're going to Kafak.
Golden. Fried. You know that place, right?
The place that's got apples with...
Kentucky apple martinis?
Yeah, it's got something.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
It's a place that has a really long name.
It has a tree in the middle. Wait, what?
A fruit tree.
Yeah, fruits. So you can pick your own apples and stuff.
You know, if I opened a restaurant, I think I'd probably call it, I don't know, where do you want to go?
Yeah.
Because,
like all women do to you.
Anybody does to me. Like even me. Like, somebody be like, where do you want to go to eat? I don't know. Where do you want to go?
But it's funny.
Yeah, let's go there.
But it's funny because you're like, hey, honey, what do you want? I don't care. Whatever you want. And you're like, okay. So you go play. I don't want this.
The best way that I saw this, I can't take the credit for this. I saw this on TikTok, and then I saw it on Facebook Reels. The best way to do it is you go, honey, guess where I'm taking you tonight? It's your favorite place. And then she'll tell you where she wants to go. And then you go, how did you guess?
Yeah.
Are you reading my mind right now? And then you go there.
But wouldn't it be funny if she was like, I don't want to go there when you show up? And you're like, are you serious?
I never said I wanted to go there.
I didn't say
I just
it.
Like that
I
place.
Got excited, but I didn't want to be here.
I just said I like it. A lot.
I don't want to be here. Stupid. You're stupid.
So it is Wednesday, and people in Berkshire County, don't forget, today... there is Live on the Lake.
Oh, yeah.
Live on the Lake. God, and Legal Tender is playing it live on the lake tonight.
Nice.
It looks like it's going to be a beautiful night. So a great time to go down to the lake and listen to some great music. Legal Tender is a really good band. I've seen them a few times myself.
Yeah. Speaking of music, we have sad news. I'm sure a lot of people have already heard. The greatest rock god ever, Ozzy Osbourne, has passed away.
The Dark Prince.
The Prince, the man,
the myth,
the legend. Who will always be the great, he's the GOAT, straightforward.
Oh, yeah.
The GOAT. It stinks. You know, it's funny because I found out when I was at work, I didn't even know.
Yeah.
And one of my employees were like, did you hear Ozzy died? And I'm like, wait, what? And I was like, ugh.
And I mean, everyone kind of knew it was going to happen at some point. He went and did his last concert.
Yeah, that was great,
though. He didn't take his meds so that he could stand up. Mm-hmm. And everybody that went to that concert even knew, you know, deep in their hearts
they
that
were all
that,
crying.
That was
a lot
it.
Of
yeah,
people crying.
That was
concert.
It. Yeah. And he was the man. Like, he didn't take his meds. He went through, you know, whatever pain he could have been going through at the time, but he you know, powered through it for his fans. Yeah. And I think he was saying his goodbyes.
Yeah. When he said, when he played Mom Coming Home,
yeah.
That killed him. You could see it.
Yeah.
It was killing him.
His fans helped him with it. And it was a beautiful, like, it was beautiful to watch.
Yeah, it was. It was hard to watch.
It was hard to watch, but it was beautiful at the same time.
I wanted to see him going back and forth, going, yo, let's go!
Yeah, it was very bittersweet.
Yeah, it was. I watched the whole thing. I loved it.
Yeah, it was very bittersweet. And then coming into the news, you know, like it may have shocked a lot of people.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, it's not, it's a devastation. It's like
you knew him.
You knew, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
A lot of us grew up listening to Ozzy. Ozzy's been performing, you know, since before I was even born, since before you were even born.
Yeah.
And has come a long way.
Yep. It was terrible to see, and I was telling a whole bunch of people that didn't know, and they're like, "You're kidding me!" And I started playing Ozzy all day long at work.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, "What are you playing?" I'm like, "Ozzy." And they're like, "Oh, he's the best." And I was like, "Did you see his last concert?" I was like, "Yeah, he passed away today." And I'm, what? Just people just didn't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who don't even know who Ozzy is.
Exactly.
You know.
You guys like rock and roll, or if you're into that stuff, you know, definitely check out Ozzy Osbourne. He's got such great songs.
I swear he invented metal. I'm probably wrong, but
no. I mean, I've watched a show like Who Invented Metal. You know, like who invented it, and it's just like nobody really knows. Yeah, and everybody says it was Ronnie James Dio because he was the first one to do the double horns. And it's like, but I don't know. We don't know. I think people in the crowd were doing this before, you know, anything, but I don't know.
Yeah, so I think we should take a moment and just remember him.
Yep.
You know, for who he was.
Yeah.
Who he's going to be. I mean, luckily we have all of the music to always go back and listen to.
Exactly.
And I know everybody's got memories, different memories for different songs.
I actually got to meet him. So
that's awesome.
I went to Ozfest, and there was a huge line. I am so glad I got there before everybody, because there was a huge concert going on one end, because they had a whole bunch of different stages. And these people finally left, because I can't remember who was playing, but they finally left. I was already there. I was not waiting. So I went there, and he's sitting there signing autographs and stuff like that. I got to meet him. I got to shake his hand. I got to tell him he was the best ever.
Yeah.
He signed, I don't know where this picture is. I wish I'd had it. He signed a picture to the best rock and roll fan ever, Chuck, like that. And he was like, "Ozzy," and he signed it. I was like,
"That's awesome."
Oh, man, I loved every minute. He gave me a hug and he was like, "You keep doing what you're doing." I wasn't doing anything. I was like, "Dude, you're the best." So I was drinking a beer, but
you keep doing what you're doing.
You keep doing what you're doing.
You keep doing what you're doing.
I've done that for years. You know?
Yeah,
but he was a man. He was the Prince of Darkness right there. That's my he was amazing.
Yeah, he was dubbed the Prince of Darkness.
Yep.
And I mean, who could forget?
Yeah, biting the head off a bat. But anyway,
who could forget?
Crunch. Somebody yelled in the crowd at that concert, "Bite the head off a bat." He did say, "I don't have the strength." That's what he said. Somebody said that. That's what it was said. Somebody said. I didn't see it. I didn't even hear it. I didn't know if it was actually said.
It was just a rumor.
Probably just a rumor.
But it could have been done.
Yeah.
I mean, it could have been said.
Maybe it could have been like a cutout piece that I didn't get to see. Or
yeah.
But
yeah, because
that
would have
been
sometimes
funny.
Yeah.
It would have been funny to hear him go, I ain't got the strength for that.
And you got to hand it to Sharon and the family, you know.
Yep.
Sharon stayed. He was 33 years old when he got married to Sharon.
Yep.
And she just stayed with him through all those years, all those tours, all of the highs and lows.
Yep, the trials and tribulations, all
everything,
of it.
And helped them, and it was just they had a different kind of relationship.
Yeah, even when he did bad things, she still stayed with him.
I used to laugh so hard at the show.
Yep. I know, because when he was talking,
I know when he's talking, you can't understand him. But then he gets up there on stage and he's singing. You can, you know, it's like magic.
Weird. It's weird. Like, cause
it's funny because
he has. It's, I think the crowd just gives him that power.
Like, no, I think it's just that very, you know, pungent London. European accent. Like, it just was like, blah, 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 blah. And you're like,
he was the best, though.
You're like, I think he said,
I think he did he say,
but if you watch it enough, you get used to it.
Yeah, you're like, did you ask for muffins?
Yeah. And he might have.
He could have.
And he might have. He used to say some off-the-wall stuff.
Hey, Sam's dogs. Sharon. Sharon. Sharon.
It was awesome.
So awesome.
I used to laugh so hard at that show.
He was so mean, he didn't even care.
I know.
He gave no cares in the world.
Not one.
No, none. Like, even when he was like to Jack and Kelly, he did nothing. Well, why are you wearing that? Because I like it. You're stupid. Dude.
Do you remember what you used to wear?
Yeah, what do you wear? Yeah, wear like thongs. You just wander around a stage. You didn't care. Did you ever see The Dirt?
No.
Watch The Dirt. It's about Motley Crue.
Yep.
He's in it. He's not actually in it, but the person that plays him would be an awesome person to play Ozzy.
Like, yeah, if they did like a life.
Amazing guy. He perfect.
Tribute movie.
Yeah. You got to watch it because there's like a part where he snorts ants.
Oh,
Jesus.
Why would you do that?
He's like, what's what I can do? And he's like, he's always like, whoa, God, no.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, your sinuses are sort of like a little ant farm in there if you put ants in it.
Yeah, like,
they just kind of go through.
All of a sudden, just crawls through your eye. You're like, oh,
no. No. Please don't put ants up your nose.
Get the boogers out. Get the boogers.
Anything that we talk about, don't try it at home, okay?
Yeah, please don't. Don't.
It's not recommended.
Yeah, please don't. Yeah, don't put M&Ms up your nose either.
Yeah.
My daughter did that. It was different colors.
When I was really little, I put peas up my nose.
I remember you said that. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
Mom,
man.
Look what I can do.
What's wrong with your face? I don't know.
It's like piss.
Yeah.
It's a whole cob.
How'd that get up there? I have no idea. I don't know. Do you remember doing that? Like your parents would ask you why something happened or how did that happen? And you're like, I don't know. But you know, they know you did it.
Yeah. They're like, I don't know.
You look up to them. You look up with puppy dog eyes like I don't know.
I don't know. I do it. That's exactly what
Then they just have that look, the parent look.
Yeah, like, meh.
And you're like, I don't know. I'm going to go to my room.
Well, when I find out who did it, you're in big trouble.
Yeah.
That's what you get.
You're sweating.
Yeah, you're like, oh, God.
Your face is turning red. You sure you don't know anything about this?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Yep. Oh, man.
I do remember when I was a kid, I was making I was making chocolate milk. And I went to take the chocolate milk off the counter, and the cup was too heavy, top heavy. And it went this way and dumped all over the place. And I was like, ugh. And I looked and turned my head, and I seen the laundry. So I decided to grab a towel, a white one.
Oh.
And I just rubbed it all up like this. And then I kept flipping it, and I rubbed it over again. So it was clean. We had a nice big round clean spot on the floor. It's beautiful. Right? So I go back and I made more. I didn't make it as high as much this time. Mm-hmm. Left the milk out because kids do that. So my mom comes home. She's like, why is the floor sticky? I was like, I don't know. And she's like, she goes back out in the kitchen. She just looks at me and she goes back out in the kitchen. She starts scoping. And she sees the towel. She's like, who the? Like, that. It's just, she snapped. And I was like, when I just sat there, my eyes were all big. She's like, who did this to the towel? And I was like, I don't know. I got home from school. She was like, you've been home from school for an hour and a half. Somebody, this is fresh. She's like, and you're drinking chocolate milk. How convenient. Like that. And I was like, and just stared at her. And then she was like, I'll be back. Like that when she when she does that Christopher Walken whisper, I know I'm in trouble because she already knows I did it. And she comes back. She's got that big wooden spoon that everybody had hanging on the wall.
Oh, yeah. The one
she's holding it.
Then the matching fork.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like tapping it in her hand. Right. And I'm like, I didn't mean it. I'm really sorry. And she was like, okay, that's all I wanted you to do was to admit it. But the funny thing is every parent, I don't care who you are, back in the day when you said you were sorry and you got up, she'd smack you with it anyways.
Yeah.
It was, no, you're getting away with it. Yeah. It was like, okay, I'm sorry. And she'd give you a hug. And then you start walking in. Crack!
Don't do it again.
Yeah. You ruined my doll.
Hey, but at least you tried to clean it up.
Yeah.
A for effort.
I know. I gave it my best
shot. Kids today don't do nothing.
No.
They leave it there, and then the parents got to clean it up.
Yep. No. I'll put it in your room.
Here you go.
That's what I do. I'm like, oh, these are your dishes? Oh, sweet. Here, take these. There you go.
You put it in a little tray.
Yeah.
Put it right on the bed.
One of the little nice little black buckets, and just kind of, there you go. Just clean those up.
Busboy bucket.
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, just put it right in there.
I'll even put some soap and water in there for you. Just kind of wash them up for me. There you go.
Yeah. Make it real
awesome.
Easy.
Yeah. Don't cry about it. It's okay. It's your crap.
It used to take me forever to clean my room. I would go like weeks. When I was a teenager, I would go weeks without cleaning my room. Of course, there'd be stuff everywhere, you know? And then if I wanted to really do something, like my mom would be like, you can't do it until you clean your room. And I'm like, oh my God, it's going to be hours before I can do this. So I would just take everything, right? Just pile it on top of my bed.
Yeah.
Right. And then just go through it all and put it all away. And that was the fastest I could clean my room.
Yeah.
Is I just took everything, put it on top of my bed, and I had to clean it because I had to go to bed at some point, right? And I'm not going to push all that stuff back onto the floor. So I just put it all away.
Exactly.
And it worked out.
Yeah.
And I got to do the thing.
What?
Whatever it was.
The thing?
Yeah, that I asked about, and I couldn't unless I cleaned my room.
The thing?
Clean your room!
What's the thing?
Whatever it was I asked.
Oh, okay.
If I was like, I want to go to the arcade, you know, like, Mom, I got to go to the arcade. Not until your room's clean.
It was always when I wanted to go over.
It's
going to
be closed by that time.
Yeah, I always wanted to go over, like, sleep over my friend's house.
Yeah.
Is your room clean?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm going to go check.
Yeah.
Let me just go pick it up.
And you get that soft stomp up the stairs? Yeah, it's a... Are you kidding me? Yeah, and she
You're
comes
like,
down and goes, get up here and clean this room. Stomp like a little baby.
Remember when you used to get like satisfaction out of slamming the door?
Yeah.
Or slamming the phone down?
Yeah.
Like somebody made you mad on the phone. You were like, ugh.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You can't do that with your cell phone.
No, you crack it.
Can you imagine, you know, somebody makes you mad and you're like, ugh.
Just gonna hang up on you. How's that? You can't call me back. I'm gonna block you.
That's about all you can do. And that doesn't give me any satisfaction at all.
No, like the old phones where you had to dial them. The only way you could block people is if you dial like 30 numbers.
You're like *69 or *67 or something like that.
Yeah,
I don't remember which one it was.
No, I remember on the dial phone it was like 30 numbers. I swear to God. First you had to put the block number in, and then you had to put the actual number in, and then put an extra numbers in. I don't know what them were. It was what they were for. I was stupid.
It was a code.
It was like it took forever. And then they call you back. I'm like, gotcha. I'm like,
remember when you could call and get the weather?
Yes.
I don't remember the number.
I don't either.
Oh,
wasn't
man.
Like
it was like
six something. I don't remember. It was funny, though.
I thought it was like 499 something. But I can't remember the number, but you used to be able to just call for the weather.
I remember you used to be able to just call, like, yeah, can I get the number to Domino's Pizza?
Yeah.
Yes, give me a minute.
Call the operator.
Yeah. Give me a minute.
411.
Yeah, 411.
You can call 411 to get
Hello.
Numbers.
How may I help you? Thank you for calling 411. What? How can I call? How can I connect your call?
How can I connect your call?
I would like a Domino's, please. Domino's Pizza. It is 413. You have a pen and paper? Yes. 413. It's like
7979.
Yeah.
4997979. Yeah.
Know that by heart. I eat that all the time. Speaking of, I might be getting one of those after this.
And after this, and after that.
Oh,
look at that.
Look at that.
Look at this.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Look at this.
Look at this.
It's time.
It's almost that time. Look at this. Would you look at that?
I think your camera moves slightly every second because like you'll be in the middle where I want you because I just did it. And now you're like,
I have you where I want you.
I have a particular set of skills.
Not without a major credit card.
That would be funny. I have a particular set of skills. Not without a major credit card. What?
Unless it's me, because I keep moving.
Yeah. No, it's... Okay. Like, last week, I had it, and it just kept doing this. Like, it would move you all the way to the edge of the little line right there. It would move you, and it was so funny. I was like, what is going
on? I'm using the force. I'm using the force to just...
Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and
WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
We'll be back right after this commercial break.
The BRTA offers training to any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
All right. All right, we're back.
Oh, man. If you could have seen the stream.
Oh, my God, that was great.
Yeah. So during the commercial break is probably the most fun time, I think.
Yeah, that's funny. That's great.
I pulled a Robert De Niro. Oh, that's great.
I can act like a hot dog.
I can imitate a hot dog.
That's gonna look stupid up there. I can imitate a hot dog. Here it comes. That's funny. We actually had to watch ourselves do that.
That was funny.
That's good stuff.
I looked up and I'm like, oh, I saw myself looking up again.
Hey,
look at that.
Hey, look at that.
Would you look at that? Look at that. Look at this.
It would be funny if we could just get myself off camera and say, like, we're going to talk to Chantel today.
Yeah.
Be like this. Oh, wait, that's you.
Listen.
Don't zoom in.
I look like Mr. Potato Head today.
Like, so Chantel, how was your day? It's been great. And like, oh, that's fantastic. These guys are probably like, don't do that.
Cut it out.
That would be so funny.
It kind of would be.
I mean, I could throw my voice, I guess. I'm like, hi, my name is Chantel. How are you?
Well, like ventriloquism.
You. Yeah.
How many people can say that word?
Ventriloquism.
Ventriloquism.
It's like saying... Brewery.
Brewery. That is like the worst word, too. Yeah. I always have trouble saying it. It doesn't sound right.
Yeah, because you're like, brewer.
I'm going to the brewery.
Hey, you guys want to go to the brewery?
Want to go to the brewery?
Want to go to the brewery?
Brewery.
It's more me fixing the mic than anything. It's all I'm doing is fixing it. I'm trying to get it at the perfect... where I want it instead of it hitting my face.
Yeah, well, you know.
Remember that?
Yeah.
You were dying.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
Yeah. That was funny.
That was hilarious.
Look at that.
Look at that. Look at that.
So my name's Chantel, and like the other day I was walking down the street.
Chantel, relax for a minute. We have to talk to you normally. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Still got to get her
on. Oh, yeah, Billy. I'm sitting next to Billy.
So oh, Billy.
Oh, Billy.
It makes me think.
Oh, he's like, I'm here for you.
I'm here for you.
I did that to my wife.
Billy.
Dude, I did that to my wife.
I knew.
She was getting in her car, and I was like, and she got in her car. She was like, had her head turned like towards the passenger seat. And I was like, I'm here for you. She was like, looks up. She's like, what the heck? And I was like, I'm here for you always. And she's like, put it away.
I did that on my window. There was a couple people sitting outside on the deck, and I was like, slam.
She was like, put your shirt back on.
Holy nipple.
Yeah. Holy nipple.
It was so funny.
Oh, my God. It was
great. Because nobody was looking, and then they all looked because they heard me, and I was like, poof. Yeah, pretty much.
It'd be a terrible thing if it suction cupped into the window. You're like,
trying to take it out. You're like, ooh.
Got it. Don't worry, guys.
It's still there.
It's just sitting there. I'm nipless.
Starts to slide down the window.
Like they do. I don't know if you've seen the movie. Like he does. Like they do in Billy Madison, where they throw the pickles.
Yeah.
And it's like sliding down. That'll be great.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Dude, but speaking of Billy Madison, there's going to be a Happy Gilmore 2 that's going to be coming out this weekend.
Friday, yeah.
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 Only on Netflix, though, I think.
Yep. I'm going to check it out.
I'm going to see if it's going to be any good. Don't tell me about it because I won't be here. But when I get back, I'm going to be watching it.
Well, after work, my other job, I'm going to go there and I'm going to go home and watch it, check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome. It looked pretty decent.
I watched the trailer.
It looked all right.
Let's like see what happens.
It looked like because he was failing, now he wants to come back to where he was, I guess.
Was he retired and he was coming out of retirement?
Yeah. Like he was trying to get back to where he was.
Yeah, there was something. There was something that sparked that, though.
Shooter. I love that guy. You eat that for breakfast? No. What are you going to do with that bottle? Nothing. It broke. There's pieces there and there and there.
If you haven't seen it, if you haven't seen Happy Gilmore, go check it out. I think you can watch it on Netflix now.
Yeah.
And plus other apps, too. And then on Friday, when it comes out with Happy Gilmore 2, you can go watch that. But you got to watch the first one.
Yeah, you got to watch the first one so you understand where...
Where they're coming from.
It's not a prequel, people.
Now.
That was so hard to say. Not prequel. A prequel, people.
Prequel.
Prequel, people.
Prequel, people.
Prequel, people. Prequel. Forget it. Anyway.
Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
Sally's a good person.
Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers.
Because Peter Look Piper wanted to cook some salsa.
Look at this. Look at that.
Look at that.
Would you look at that?
Would you look at that? Just look at that.
I think the video that was most played was when he went and looked at the car. And the guy was like, yeah, it's a great car. Well, look at that. Look at that. Look at this. Oh, look at that. But I just saw a video that I had never seen with him, and he was driving by all this trash. I don't know where he was, but it was like, so much trash, and he kept going. He was dry. I couldn't believe how much of it. He was like, look at this, look at that, look at that, look at that, look at that, look at this, look at that, look at that, look at this, look at that, look at this, look at that, look. Ooh, a vacuum. And it was like, I haven't seen a video with him in it in so long, and I saw that and that last bit. Oh, look, a vacuum.
Look, a vacuum.
I was like, yes, look at that,
look
at that,
look, oh, a tire.
Who did it? Who did that? Look at this.
Who would?
Would do a great impression of the guy. I'm not great with some celebrity names, but the dude that was in Night at the Roxbury. It wasn't Will Ferrell.
Chris Kattan.
Yes,
Chris Kattan.
If you've seen this guy and his videos, like he would be able to do a really great impression of him.
I still love the part in what the heck was the name of the movie where he was pretending to be a police officer. His name was Officer Passant.
I don't know.
Yeah, he was. They found
it wasn't Let's Be Cops. I mean, no. I love that movie though.
No, it's they found this big thing, like a big brick of I can't remember what it was. Big brick of, I think it was, white stuff. Anyway, we don't want to say
illegal substances.
Yeah, illegal substances. So this dog grabs it and he's like, "Give it back! Give it!" He goes, "Give it back! Give it back!" And he pulls on it, and it goes all up in the air, and it goes all in his face. And his eyes get really huge, and the dog's eyes get really huge. Then he goes into the meeting, and this lady goes, we just wanted to welcome this officer, Officer Prasant, like that. And he's like, hey, how you doing? What's, question, yes, no, yeah, no, yeah, no. It's, dude, it's, and he goes, dude. Yeah, it's so funny, the part where she's like, he's like, I'm wearing pants. Like, dude, and then there's a part, he's like, question, yes, no, no, yes, question, no, yes, no, like that. And the girl's looking at him like, what the heck? And then he goes, I should buy a boat. Then he goes, what? He just keeps doing it. And she's like, just staring
at him. What is wrong with this guy?
And then he goes, question, like really loud. And he goes, I got to get out of here. it's so fun. Just when he says, I should buy a boat, he keeps fixing his pants. It's so funny, dude.
It reminds me of the scene in Hot Pursuit.
Yeah.
Have you seen it? Hot Pursuit with Reese Witherspoon and, what's her name? She's from,
Hot Pursuit. Yeah.
I
know what you're talking about.
Yes.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yes, her.
Sevilla Vergara. Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah. when the truck hits the car. Yeah. And Rihanna's all over Reese.
She's like, I can hear your colors. Pink was my favorite
She's
color.
She's like, I gotta go now.
Dude, it was so great.
That movie made me laugh so hard.
It was so funny, man.
Hot Pursuit with Reese Witherspoon. You gotta see it if you haven't seen it. It's really funny.
Oh, it's so great.
It's really. She plays a cop who's sort of like, you know, by the book.
Yeah.
You know, by the book cop.
She's really short.
She's supposed to go with another police officer to escort some witnesses, but something happens. And now she's got to protect the witness, and the two of them together are hilarious. They just go through this whole movie like when they go to the store.
And then she's like,
they can't close.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, what is that, a diaper?
Yeah, what is it? What are you wearing? No, they're my underwear.
That's my underwear.
She went into the clothes rack to get changed.
And she's like, I can jump really high. Dude, it was so bad. I laughed so hard. My wife loves that movie.
And I love that movie, too. It's such an awesome movie.
I jump really high, like a kangaroo. I want this, and this.
Like a kangaroo.
It was so funny, man. She's like, ooh, I should buy some of these. We should get a change of clothes.
We should change.
Quick, stat.
That's a good one. Hot Pursuit. But when you were telling me that story, that reminded me.
You got to see. There's a, like, they show the little clip of him in the meeting, and he's so messed up, and it's so funny. He's like, question, you, no, yeah, no, no, maybe, yeah, okay. And the kids are like, just staring at, like, little kids.
Oh, man.
He's supposed to be talking to kids.
How can they do these things without, yeah, without laughing? They must do a lot of takes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I've had this conversation before.
I would have died.
Yeah, because I love watching like the outtakes or the reels where they had mistakes or whatever, because they have a lot of fun.
Yeah,
and our special features if you're watching a DVD.
Yeah,
you know, because they have all the behind the scenes stuff. I love that because yes, it takes a lot to do one scene that is funny like that because they cannot stop laughing.
Exactly, it's funny.
What was the guy's name? He was, you know, he's a Hispanic guy. He's in World Trade Center.
Oh.
He's in.
I can't remember his name.
I can't remember his name either. He's in a lot of great movies, though.
I can't remember
his name. There's a outtakes, and I'm not even sure what movie it is, but he does like this. He's trying to keep a straight face when he does like this fart noise.
Yeah.
He's like. He's like, and then he just starts cracking up. So,
am I ringing?
I think you are.
Stop ringing.
Listen, Linda.
I don't even know who it is.
Do you know if Linda's ever listened?
Linda?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Listen, Linda.
Listen, Linda. Stop calling.
I have no idea.
I'm live on the air.
If you want to talk, talk to the hand.
Talk to the hand because the. Wait, talk to the left because that ain't right.
We're going old school now.
I know, right? Like hype and dope, yo. Anyway.
I think I use dope still, like the word.
I do.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
That's dope.
It's pretty dope.
That's pretty dope.
I actually did it a few times at work. I was like, oh, that's pretty dope. I was talking to my DM.
Oh, man.
And she just looked at me like,
what do you mean?
No, she's funny because she's like close to my age, so she understood what I meant.
Oh, yeah, so she probably hasn't heard it in a while.
Yeah, she was like, oh, you got to do this, this, and this. And I was like, oh, that's pretty dope. And she was like, what? I was like, sorry. I just
made me think about that for a second.
Yeah, she was like, oh, my God, now I can relate because, you know, I'm there. I was like, you're not. I am. So I'm older than you. She was like, yeah, but I remember that word.
Oh.
I got her with a church lady thing because she was like, oh, that's special. I was like, that's special. So I was like, church lady. She was like, yes.
Class.
Yeah.
Class.
Class.
Shut up.
Oh, that was funny. That was on Cheech and Chong.
Yeah.
That was funny. I laughed so hard when I heard that. Class. Class.
Shut up.
Like that, I died. I don't know what it was. Tears. I fell out of my chair. I almost bashed my head on the back on the on the guardrail that I had. I was like,
"Those were funny." Gosh. Those were funny movies, though.
They were great.
Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke.
Cheech and Chong was the best. Keep on knocking, but you can't come in. The cops just staring at him.
Isn't that when they were parked in the median?
Yeah. He's like, yo, man, it's the cops. How am I driving?
Yeah. How am I driving?
He's like, act serious. He's like, okay.
How am I driving? I think we're parked, man.
He's like, keep on knocking, but you can't come in. And he's like, rolls the window down. He's like, wait, the anchor. He just pulls it down and he's like, can I have your driver's license? He's like, what? He's like, can I have your driver's license? It's on the back of the car, man. He's like, no, your driver's license.
Oh, yeah.
Pulls it out. He's like, here you go. He's like, what's your name? He's like, my name? It's Pedro de Paco, man, right there. And it's so funny because he's like, do you want to hear something funny? He's like, what? He's like, your mama. Dude, I died.
That was like
the first
time you ever really heard a your mama joke.
It was so funny. He's like, hey, you want to hear something funny? He's like, your mama. It's like,
yeah. Your mama.
Hey, man, how you doing? I love those movies. They're so funny.
They are.
Like the part where he was like standing out to like hitchhiking.
Yeah.
And he's like, pulls up. He's like, hey, double bubble.
Double bubble.
He's like, come on in. Like that, right? He's like, hey, man, that's false advertising.
you never really, you never really get more from us than that.
No.
Yeah, we got to talk about movies every time.
We have to.
That's my thing.
We have to. We should play our commercial for fun and listen,
we should.
And laugh at it when it plays.
Yeah. Laugh with everybody?
Yes.
We can laugh with everybody.
I don't know if anyone's all the people have heard this, but let's give it a shot. Hopefully they can hear it on there.
Hopefully. From the dangerously unqualified minds behind King McWendy's comes the all-new horror show of cuisine.
I haven't heard that.
Kentucky
one.
Fried Apple Chili Garden Golden Buffet, where your last supper might just be a lunch special. Why choose between fried, fruit, or flaming regret when you can have them layered, flaming battered, regret. And deep-fried
layered
in denial?
Deep-fried.
Try our signature. The Colonel's Orchard Explosion. It's poultry, produce, and pure disregard for the food pyramid. Stacked in a bun the size of your impending consequences. Craving self-destruction by the plateful. Hit our bottomless buffet, where portion control is just a fever dream.
If you didn't have any regrets, you will after having that.
Is
yes.
Envy.
You definitely
deep
will
fried,
die at this place.
Of course. Dessert? We thought you'd never ask. May we poison? Sorry, tempt you with the forbidden fruit pie, loaded with ghost peppers and what appears to be candle wax. Burn calories and
maybe.
Bridges with a single
burn
bite.
Calories and bridges.
Finish a plate? Get a free t-shirt reading, I outlasted the buffet. Barely.
Barely.
Great for bragging to your cardiologist.
You get bragging
put
rights.
Put on speed dial.
Guess what I did.
Feeling brave. Feeling lucky.
Read
or
my shirt.
Just feel something. Stop by
oh, you'll
Kentucky
feel something,
Fried
right?
Apple Chili Garden Golden Buffet, where your arteries are more likely to clog than our toilets at closing time. All you can eat. all you'll remember. All your next of kin will talk about at the wake. You might survive, but your dignity won't at Kentucky
it's my
Fried
first
Apple
time here.
Chili Garden Golden Buffet.
Side effects include chest
tightness, first time.
Temporary loss of vision, garden gnome hallucinations, and severe t-shirt shrinkage. Please consult your emotional support animal before dining.
Consult your emotional support animal before dining. It's good stuff.
Should I go in there?
No one got to hear that. I apologize. But next time we'll play it like through the speakers so we can.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. If they did, that'd be great. But if not, eh, we'll try next time.
Next time.
There's always a next time.
Maybe.
He's always in the action.
No, we skate on thin ice sometimes, so you never know.
Yeah, it's true.
But this, you know, this has been a great show.
Yeah,
this
I love it.
This has been
it.
A great show. Again, you know, I just want to remind people, if you're just tuning in, Live on the Lake is tonight, yep. And Legal Tender will be there. I believe there's going to be some food trucks, too, but I'm not sure who. You're going to have to go and find out, but it looks like it's going to be a very beautiful night for it.
Yeah. Yeah,
be out there by the lake listening to some great music.
Yeah,
they play some classic rock.
Oh, do they?
Yeah,
like good music, something you actually know.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. Lots of great music.
I don't like going to see people that play something that I have no idea what it is. I mean, I'll know what it is, but it's not something that was ever popular to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like, no.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah, that's like if you're going to go out and listen to a band play, you want to listen to stuff everybody knows, so you can get into it. You know, if you're going out, you know, obviously you're 21 and up, and you're going out to listen to bands. Drink responsibly, and you're drinking. You're going to want to listen to something that you know, that you want to have fun and sing to, you know, and dance to, whatever.
Yep.
But not, you don't want to go out and then have to have six drinks before you even feel like standing up. Because at that point, can you stand up?
Yeah, it's some dude in the back, like hammered, like, play Jitterbug! Jitterbug. Well, don't do that.
That's awesome. There's always one.
Playboy George, woo! Stop.
Do you really want to hurt me?
Do you really want to hurt me?
You suck!
Knock it off!
Get off the stage.
Like it was that wedding singer?
Yes. Where he had to play it twice.
It was like 30 times. He was sitting out there. He's like, kids throwing up in the trash can. He's like, He's like, I'll teach you never to drink again.
Yeah, don't do that.
He's like, you want to get in there because you're going to kill him.
Yeah, because he had to play it over and over. Yep. It's the only one. I think it's the only one he knew.
Yep. Yep, it was.
That's a great movie, too.
Turn back time.
And they're like, shut up.
I know.
And he's just like,
I don't know why. That is a good song.
Yeah.
I like it.
I didn't like Boy George that much.
Oh, come on.
I mean, he had good tunes, but. I didn't want to be like, you know, dance to him. That's not my thing. No. I have white man's
do
disease.
Do the 80s dancing?
Yeah, I have white man's disease, the number one killer of rhythm. So there's no point.
Got rhythm.
Yeah, I got rhythm.
When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm.
I got rhythm.
When you get the blues.
When you get the blues. You get the blues.
That is a Johnny Cash song.
I know. It's a good tune.
It is a good tune.
I like it to Johnny Cash. All the good people have passed, man. Like, there's been a lot of deaths for actors. Like, Malcolm, what was his name? Malcolm.
From
Cosby Show.
Yep.
He passed away.
This week, yeah. He had an unfortunate accident.
Yeah.
In the water.
Malcolm Jamal Warner. That's what it is, wasn't it? Yeah.
I think that's
what it is. We're like, no, he's not dead yet. What? I hate when
he's young too.
Yeah, he wasn't too old. He was like 54, I think he was.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
But he was pretty young.
But I saw it.
He went out
like,
for a swim.
Yeah.
And after a while, he didn't come back, and so the family was like, "What was going on?" They think he was swept away by a current.
I was gonna say it was a Loch Ness monster.
I'm not even sure where they were.
Yeah, I don't even know.
But that goes to show you, though, you need to be careful when you're even when you're swimming.
Yeah, you never know. Anything can happen. Like, you swim and seaweed wraps around your legs. You can't get out. It's terrifying.
Seaweed.
That's why we eat it now, so it saves people. We wrap
it. Why do you eat that seaweed? Because it saves people.
Yeah, that would be great. Eat seaweed. Save people.
save a person. Eat some seaweed.
It's going to be on the wrapper. Every time you eat the seaweed, you save a drowning.
You save a person.
You save a person from drowning.
Yeah, be careful.
And you're looking at it like, what if I ate the whole package? Then you save three. No, I don't believe it.
Seaweed is gross.
I don't know. I like it.
Ew.
It's delicious.
As soon as you open the package, it smells like fish. It
smells like feet. You're like, Well, there is one that's... I'm dying. Awesome.
No.
There is one that tastes like... It's like got a garlic flavor to it. It's actually really good. I like it.
Garlic fish.
Yes. Remember when we did that at the bar?
Yeah.
And the dude was getting so angry. Knock it off! We just kept going.
Yes, some people they really do have a hard time with it. Have a hard time with the sound.
Those guys that I always send you. Yeah. That dude is the best.
That guy's funny.
That dude cannot hold it no matter what it is.
I know. Anything that's off just a little bit.
Yeah,
that guy is like dry heaving until he's purple.
When they ate the pig's feet and that little chunk was just hanging off, he was dying. Jeez, dude.
He's gonna hurt himself.
Yeah, he turns so red.
He turns purple.
Yeah, he's so, like, there's times where he laughs.
Yeah.
But you know he wants to gag, but he's laughing so bad that the other guy doesn't barely do anything. He just laughs so much at him. And the guy's wife that gags all the time laughs at him so much. Do you ever listen to him where he's like, oh, here, smell this, and he gives it to the girl, and then she
Yes.
Like, he's fine with it. But then the other guy in the back's like, it's so bad. And then he starts gagging. It's like, dude, relax. It's not that bad.
It's like when one does it, the other one does it.
It's a chain reaction.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's sort of like when you start laughing.
It's like
if you're in a room full of people and you start laughing, someone else is going to start laughing. And then before you know it, the entire room, they don't even know why they're laughing.
Yeah, there's like, ha ha, and you're like, ha ha, and they're like looking at you like, what are you laughing at?
I one time had like an entire like 3 hours of just nothing but laughing with like three other people. And we had no idea why we were even laughing after a little while. It was because when one person tries to stop laughing,
the other one continues.
When you're trying to stop and then all of a sudden there's that awkward silence. So yep. That's funny. Like you're like... And then that's it. Everyone starts laughing again. Or just one person makes a noise.
Yeah.
That's it. Just one little, like, and then that's it. It's all over. You start laughing again. But for like 3 hours, we were laughing.
I just love it when people...
Didn't know why.
I love it when a whole bunch of people laugh and you're like, ha. And then they all look at you like,
yeah.
What are you laughing at?
Or you try to talk over really loud music and then it stops and you're like, it's at an awkward moment that you're saying some kind of word that you don't want everybody to hear you say.
Yeah, you're like,
they're gonna take it out of context.
I just wanted to let you know you're gorgeous.
Yeah, and then the music stops at you're gorgeous.
Yeah, and you're like, dang it.
Or it could be something really embarrassing.
Some dude's like, thank you. I wasn't even talking to you.
Just the music stops at the wrong time.
Thanks. Appreciate it. No. Stop it.
It's more like, you know, you could be like talking to them and be like, did you fart? And they're like, what? And you're like, did you fart? And the music stops.
Did you?
Yeah. You're like, everybody looks at you.
Yeah, they're like, that's gross.
They stop playing pool.
Yeah. Everyone's looking at you like... Yeah, did you?
Somebody's pouring a drink and they stop.
And it's just still pouring.
In the cup.
Overflowing.
Yeah.
And they just automatically just put a cherry in it for no reason. And just keep pouring. Or an olive.
They're like a lime.
Yeah, they're not even looking. They're like... And they're still like this. And you're like, what?
Did that guy really just say that?
He really just said, you fart hello? Idiot. Whose drink is this? Yeah. It's all over my bar.
I'll try it if you're going to give it to me for free.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Well, unfortunately, it is that time.
It's that time. It's a sad moment, but we're leaving. I'm so sorry.
You can stay tuned in 89.7, but we do have to leave. But we will be back next Wednesday at 3:30.
We do have to leave. Yeah. So here's our little outie bowdy. So thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 WSBR 88.1 Lee. Thanks, guys. Have a good night.